Shir Pei, Yom Beis Parshas Truma.
This is noch einmal the Gemara. Elohoilchi macharoivo ir, vehude ike roiv siya bado. We need three rubi, roiv ksherim in the city, and chutz from that is a group of people that are coming from far, and that group is also roiv ksherim. Aber ven oilchi macharoivo ir gredete, veloi acharoiv siya gredete. But if you have only roiv ir or other roiv siya, it's not enough. My time. Gzere roiv siya otu roiv oir. Be'etzem, if you have a roiv siya, da'ayni, she's outside the city, lamazagen, and there's a group of people that are coming, and we know klar that, it's from roiv siya, we know klar that it's from the roiv of the siya, even so, it's also, and we have to have, that the city nearby is roiv ksheyim. Why? Because, if the city is not, if we'll be machshir in Roiv Siya, we'll come to be machshir in Roiv Ha'ir. No, why Roiv Ha'ir alone is not good? The Roiv Ha'ir nami, ide ko ozli, einu legabo, kol de porish merube porish. If someone from the city came over to her as einach nami, if the Roiv of the city is kosher, it's okay. Lo yitzricha de ko ozli, iu legabayu, de ave le kavua. V'omar abzeire, kol kavua, ke mechzo al mechzo domi. So when a Isha is mezane in a city, if someone from the city came over to her, so we have roiv, we know for sure that it's okay. But if ozlo iu legabayu, if she went over to them, then it's called kavua kemechza al mechza domi. For that reason, we need to have roiv siya. For that reason, we need to have a roiv siya. And the Rishonim speak out. So what is the answer? Roiv Ha'ir alein, if they come over to her be'etzem, it has to be okay. Chazal said it's not enough that it's a Roiv Ha'ir, because sometimes she goes over to them. And if she goes over to them, it's called kavua kemechza al mechza domi. So the shail is okay. So sometimes she goes over to them, so it's called kavua kemechza al mechza domi. This is the reason we need chutz from Roiv Ha'ir, we need Roiv Siya. What helps that we have Roiv Siya? She goes over to them. So it's called Kavua Kemechza al Mechza Domi. Now we have Roiv Siya in the city. Another group of people that came here from somewhere else. So what it will help? What it will help? The Shav Shmeiser really beats him, is Oymed on it. And the Shav Shmeiser asks his discussion. And Shmeiser Dalet. Elo de kasheli kevon de ikh gzeire mishum kavua de gazrinen otu azli inu legabo otu azli inu legabo otu azli ir legaba yudav le kavua im ken ma me ani roiv oivrim derech oir kevon de niva lo toy oir ve inu avi azli inu legaba yu af gav de roiv kshem kevon de ikh mi psalm kavua domi if she went over to them, it's called kavua kemechzal mechza domi. What will help that we have roiv siya in the same time? Pshat the Gemara, Frank the Shmaisi doesn't understand. We want trei rubi. Why? Because if they come over, it's good. If she goes over, it's kavua. So you want another group, two buses of people that came? They were kosher people that came to the city. No, what it helps? As they Frank the Shav Shmaisi. And on that be'etzem, b'pshat the Gemara, we have three ways. One way, in the Bishyayis of Itzmashwa Balabatish, Avada, if we know Klo, that she went over to someone, Avada, we don't matter her. Forget, we need Trei Rubi. Means, if she went over, it's already a Kavua. We need Trei Rubi. No vas. Like this, if we will say one Roiv, some people will not know the Aloche if Kol Kavua Kemechza Al Mechza Domi, and they will think to be Machshir the lady, even if she went over. Especially she has a bori with a cheskas kashrus. So people will come to say that it's not so important. I mean, she has a cheskas kashrus, she has a bori. She said that she was nivalo lekosher. So it will be a matter, people will have a mistake. So the Mishnah, if now that we tell them that we need Trei Rube, and they ask why Trei Rube? And they tell him because Gzeira Otu Kavua, so they know that you cannot have Kavua. But Avada Lu Yatsuyet will be Kavua? Avada Tabiosu? If you know that she went over, Avada Tabiosu. Yeah, but it's not Mashma. It's Mashma that they were Matir Betrei Rube in every case, especially in Loshen Rashi as Mashma, that if you have Trei Rube, there's nothing more to be Goyza, Loshen Rashi. Even if she will go over, it will be okay. Russian Rashi. The betray Rube leke le migzar midi. Masha, the betray Rube, it's taken care of. The Philip is saying it's not taken care of. Just value need Trei Rubi, people will understand that we have to be matir be porish and not be kavua. Loshen Rashi is the betray Rubi leke le migzar midi. Mashma has nothing more to be worried betray Rubi. That is Mashma in Rashi. So some say about the Batisha Hezber, they say like this: it's a city. And it's 20 houses. Yeah? 15 are kosher, 5 houses are posel. So kol kavua kemechtzav, she goes, she's also. Chutz in these 20 houses, is 5 stands there, where the people are standing in tents, right? The people that came to visit, they're standing there in the buses. Now she goes over to someone. We don't know where she went over. Maybe she went over to the houses. Maybe she went over to these people there. So if someone came over to her, she's muta. Even if she goes over, she'll become muta. Why? She has a sfeik sfeike. Sfeike bichlal, she didn't go to the houses. Maybe she went to these houses. And even if she went to the houses, it's mechza al mechza. And as machleik is rishonim, that we call it besofik kavua, what is the din? The shmaisif is down in the hemshech. Machleik is rishonim. When you have a suffix, if a person went to the kvias or not. We don't know what house she went into. If she know what house, knock on the door, find out who is the guy. Just we know it didn't happen in her house. She went to someone. Other it came by her, other she went to someone. But when she goes to someone, could be she didn't go to Mokim HaKvias. Could be she went to somewhere else. So b'meile, b'chai gavne, it's called a suffix kavua. And b'meile, avad, if we saw with who, we don't have a shayle. But the pshat, even if she went somewhere, it'll be mutal because it's a sfeik sfeik. Suffix if she went to one of the houses, suffix if she went to one of the people. This is what some want to learn. The shmaise weiss to learn nishtaz. The shmaise didn't accept. The first test he didn't accept because it's not mashma that it's a takona de rabbanon that people will not know to do kavua. The second pshat that some people offer that the pshat is that it's a safek kavua, the shmaisa doesn't learn that it's called safek kavua. She went somewhere and some of the places are kavua, this is called kavua. Every time, maybe I went to the kosher store, maybe I went to the drape store, it's kavua. So here we have a suffix if it's called kavua or not. I will explain. One side to say kavua is only the places that kavua. There we say mechza al mechza. The things that are outside of the kvias, we don't say the mechza al mechza. So the shayla to look at it like is a kavua in the city or not. If she goes, if it's called that it's a suffix kavua or not, it's different nuschos. So again, the vah is two regular nuschos. Other ein chanami, if she went over, it's also it will only help. As I mashma the bis Yosef that we will not be matir. Mashma kemari pasnas la aloche that if we know she went over, it's also even berayv ha'ir ksheirim berayv siya. And other we say that it's taking muta because it's called a sfeik sfeik. But we explained yesterday, and this is the real answer. The Fider Reb Shimon is a poshta answer. Now I'll explain. She comes over to the city, has 20 houses and 5 stands. And we don't know where she went to. Zog de Gemara, she's muta. Why she's muta? If she went to one of the 20 houses, that's 50-50. We upgrade the mute. And we turn it to 10 houses also, 10 houses mutar, right? Chutz from that, you have 5 stands that are mutar. So you have 15 mutar and 10 also. So Miss Thomas, she went to the kosher one. So she's mutar. I want to explain. Lefi Reb Chaim, it's nishtemes. Why? It's one house that is treif. The mokim that is a kavua house, we don't assume that you went to roiv kosher houses. So even if some of the houses are not kavua, or some houses kavua, the mokim kavua, you don't trust Rav Lefi Reb Chaim. So I have here 10 houses, 5 osu, 15 muter, and 5 stands that are muter. Lefi, the mokim kavua, you don't go basaroiv. These 5 houses are considered kavua. As a deep bemokim kavua, you don't trust roiv. So the male is Thomas, she went 50-50. So she's awesome. But if you're a Shimon, it's not a bemokim kavua, you don't go sabos haroiv. Kavua puts himself the same amount like the roiv. But this is only bemokim that he's kavua. Bemokim akvias, klapi the other 15 stores, he's kavua. All of them are kavua. So the kavua is mechzo al mechzo. But it's not negia to the kvias. The ones that are bichlal, not a part of the kviyas, then you don't say mechza al mechza. So b'meila, you make the kavua 50-50, and now you add these ones. So we have 3 pshat in be'etzem and pshat ha-gimore. Again, the kasha is the Shof Shmaise's kasha. The Shof Shmaise asks the kasha, what is this musag of trei rubi? How it helps? If it's the gzeira mishum otu kavua, and the tzad that it's kavua, how it will help? And the first answer is, ein echanami zog de b'siyais, if it's not coming to answer. It only will avoid that people will not be semich on kavua. Second, lomdus, maybe it's called a suffic kavua. Because ki'ilu, and the tzad that she doesn't go dear, it's not a kavua, and the time that she goes to the house is near as a kavua. But that doesn't make sense, Be'etzer, because the Maisa have a kavias in the city. But here's the answer, Be'etzer. That discussion from the Shmaisa is giboit, how we look on kol kavua kemechza al mechza. If we look on kol kavua kemechza, that the mokim kavias roiv is not machria. Like we said yesterday from the Maisa Vilna, you have the roiv of the animals there. There it's a good roiv. The mokim kavias don't use roiv. So the mokim kviyas, I don't use roiv. So even that I have a roiv siya, and I have a roiv with the roiv siya, the mokim kviyas, I can't use roiv. Masha'en came. Lefi Reb Shimon, it only upgrade the miut to be like the roiv. Velcha roiv, the roiv that is involved in the miut. But maybe if you mitzarif to the roiv siya, about it will help. And be'etzem, azei shteit in tshuvas HaRashbo. That every suffer kavua is muter. Zognab kivehegir, why? Because the kavua is 50-50. And suffer if it was kavua or not. So you have a roiv. Again, the fear of Chaim doesn't help, because on the tzad that it's kavua, roiv tzadim doesn't help. So it's vital to suffer. Kavua every time tells you, don't go basa roiv, don't go basa roiv tzadim, don't go basa roiv. Masha Engin, if we're saying it upgrades himself to be 50-50, but if it's a suffix, if it's a kavua on that, that suffix is outside the kviyas.
Why is it only touched the
rave
of the kviyas?
What?
Every rave should
know. No, kavua says when we have something mixed together, so val, they're kavua, they're 50-50% from the rave. The other ones that are not a part of this suffix, the mele, they're not a part of the kviyas. It's like when you find a bustle that on the street. So you say, call the Polish, move the Polish. Other stores. I'm not done on that store. These people are not coming from my house. I said, why when you find meat, you don't say, but it's kvias in the city? Because this meat now is not, this is not a part of the stores. This is a meat that is not standing in a place. This is a meat that came from somewhere else. So the people that came from somewhere else, they don't go into the shayla. They're considered a Polish.
You're trying to get down.
No, if I go over to them, if I know that I come to them, they're Polish, right? So they stay roiv. Now, so they stay muta. They're not the mokim kviyas. And the kviyas, the din is that we upgrade the kviyas like it's a 50-50 stores. But what is Polish never upgrades that chelik. The kviyas is the kviyas in the suffix. Does it not in the Gemara? Zog the Gemara, ending the Gemara. Leitzrich, zog the Gemara. ומי בהינה תרי רובה ואותניה תשע חניו יסקולו מויכס בוסר שחוטו ואחס מחרס בוסר נבילו ולא כך מהאחס מהם ואין ידוע מאיזה מהם לא כך ספי כעוסו ובנמצו הולך אחר הרויב If you find in the street it's muta it's only one רויב וחיתם בשאין דלתס מדינה נעולו סמית וכעוסו לירובה מעל מהן מית קונס מעל מכושר המית ואומר רב זה רעב הפי שדלתס מדינה נעולויס so they also make a גזי ראותו קבוע and say you have to have תרי רובי Roiv Chanuyois and Roiv Basel Sheh Be'alme. Maile Osu Be'yuchsin. So you have to know that when Yeshua clears, when the Gemara answers Maile Osu Be'yuchsin, the Gemara states that the lomdus that you need Trei Rube is because the Gzeire. And only they were Gezer and Yuchsin and they were not Gezer and meat. Or the Gemara falls off of this lomdus. The reason you need Trei Rube is not to take care of the Gzeire. Stam! You want my, we want Trei Rube, Maile Osu Be'yuchsin. Not because it's a Gzeire. Kilo, Lefilip Yeshua, Lemaskone, even if we bought Rayas, Lefida Abamin, that the Trei Rube takes care of the Kavua, Lemaskone is Nishkaza Gmore and Shas, that Trei Rube takes care of the Kavua. You say Mechan Roy Vahir, is a Tnai to have another Roy. It's not trying to take care of the Kavua. Can Yeshua brings a lot of Rayas from the Rishonim, that Lemaskone, it's not the Pshat that the Trei Rube is to take care of this case, if Chsofe Kavua. If we out of the Gzeira that he will go over and it'll be Mutter weiter because it's also Roiv Sia. Hey, you have that Trei Rube. Stam, Maile Osu Be'yuchsin. But no Shaykh is to the Gzeira. He's a Raif and he brings a couple of Raifs in the Rashbo from Tesis Nav Yudalet that the Gemara here says, Maile Osu Be'yuchsin. Not that it's a reason for the Gzeira. And some Rishonim is mashma that taket and the Beshmuel and Yevna Ezer is mashma that we're staying with the Gzeira. Could be Nafkeminis, I don't want to go in, it's not a suya, we're learning it's regarding the suya, it's a Maile Osu Be'yuchsin. But be'etzem the Yisrael of Trei Rube is alamol to take care of the Kavua. Or bichlal ha'maskon le'nishkoa zay Yisrael. This means that Yeshua says that not everyone so much speaks about how the Trei Rube works, because anyway le'maskon it's tam adin of Trei Rube. Why? It doesn't help nothing. It's not coming to help. Just it sounds much more mutter. Azarov, mit Azarov. It sounds so mutter. B'meleh, as Yuchsin, we want it to be very, very clear. And we said, b'di'evel, it's kosher even b'roi psulim. B'sha'as atchak, b'lein nesugit af yudalet. As Maile Osu Be'yuchsin, we're trying to have Trei Rube. And ishto as a maskone. This is the Pnei Yeshua, b'etzem, is very marich here to prove that a maskone et bichlal. And in some Rishonim here, and the Bishmuel, and Simon Vov, and Evna Ezra, stated Lemaskone, the Gemara means that Trei Rube comes to take care of the Gzeh. Lama Zan the Teisvis. And this Teisvis, we'll see in Pamelach, there's a lot of Yisoidis, it's one of the nicest Teisvim I think in Ksuvis, but we have to go Leat Leat. The Gemara says, Dilme Ozlo Iu Legabay. But the Halton Kop, I'm telling you, it's one of the nicest Teisvim. But we have to go in this Pamelach. The Gemara says, "Klo that derech agav that if she goes over to them, that's also called kavua. If they come over to her, it's called the porish merube porish. Could be after two. Like at chilav meikar adin roiv ir ksheirim miut psulim. If a man comes over to her, it's called the porish merube porish, and she's muta. Pirish letoich beisom. If she goes to their house, the afilu betoich oir that leichoshiv kavua. The domi lenimtza ben achanuyes the leichoshiv kavua." So Taisa says, where it's considered kvias when they're inside the house. When they leave the houses, they call the Polish Merube Polish. It's not that they have to come dafka to her house. If she goes to their house, it's kavua. If they go out of their house, it's Polish. Chaznish explains, not that houses are very big yisoidas. He says, Avada, if a person has 9 people standing in the street and he knows one is a goy, 8 are kosher, 10 people, one is a goy, avade, you say, kol kavua ke mechza al mechza dami. There's no din to be in a house. Just he means, when you have a city and one guy walks in the street, who said that he's a posel? So mainly he's called Polish. And the houses, you know that goyim live in this city. Aber mikol mokem zaktesis, when they leave their house, they're Polish. When she comes to the house, they're kavua. Velachem pirash ekundres, shepirash boyal mi beis. Vim toima. The benozer perik beis porich, ahodo omar, ha'imer leshluchoi, tzeve kanish leisho, stam, and he dies. Osu bechol anoshim shebo'oilom. Why? Because he was mekanish leisho, and we don't know who. So, marry her, manavshach, she's your wife. The Torah says, maybe it's achoyis isho. And the Gemara asked the kashim, he can stuma, was korbonis, we didn't know what it is. And the Gemara says, call the Polish merube Polish, and it's mutter. So why here, he's not allowed to marry every lady and to assume that they're not a chois isha. Umasik, amine lo chano isha de lo inaide, ve'at amris li yisura de naide. Dear, it's Polish, isha is kavua. V'chitei me'ochinami b'shuke ashkechot this lady v'kodish, the one that is a chshash achoisisho, he was mekadesh, hosom hadri l'nichuso. She's weiter considered kavua. Mashiach and the birds, they left their nest, and now you have them, they're not hadri l'nichuso anymore, they're not going back there. The men are considered porish. Mashma l'gabe odom lo yishayach kol de porish meru b'porish, mishum de hodar l'nichuso. So Tesis is asking a kasha. Stay dear that when you marry a lady, sofik if it's a chos isha or not, the whole world is not a chos isha. There's only one lady that is a sister of your wife. You're not allowed to marry her, and you don't say kol de porish mikol meru b'porish because she's considered kavua. Why she's kavua? Because she goes back to her house. So the main taste as a kasha by us also beroivoir, even if the men came over to her, Abaval to go back to the house has to be kavua. This is Taisa's kasha. And Taisa's answers, Velapiri the osum bishasa isu, kshze boal shumisho hadr l'nichuso. This lady when he goes back to her house. Avaloche, ki az le inu legabo bishasha asur harayunai. Come again, Pamelach. Taisus is telling a kasha. There it says that it's considered, the isha is considered kavua. Because she goes back home. So why here, these men are considered porish if they come over to the isha? Zok Taisus, because there, lemaiseh, b'shas the beer, they'll be back home. When you do the beer, they're back home. Mashayin ken bayos. So, we'll start Keseder Advorim. Rebel Chonon and the Chochmas Odom learn in Teisves, and it's Meduik in the Loshon. Teisves was asking a kasha. There it states in the Gemara that this lady is called Kavua. Why she's called Kavua? Because she goes back home. Right? I'm marrying a lady, maybe it's a Chos Isha. The whole world is not a Chos Isha. It's one lady. But I don't know if it's that lady. Say called the Polish Mistomish not of his isha. While she goes back home, so she has a din of kol kavua. It's meduyek in Teisves. Not only when she's back home, she has a din of kol kavua. Even when I meet her in the street, she's considered kol kavua. While she goes back home, even when I meet her in the street, she's considered kol kavua. And I will explain why. It's like someone standing in his house and taking out his hand and coming back in. Taking out his hand and coming back in. So Val, she's taking out his hand and she's coming back in. So Bemele, Val, she's about to go back to her house. So she's considered kavua. Look, Loshon HaTeisves. Mashma legabe odom lo yishayach kol de porish meru b'porish. Mishum de hadre lenichuse. Rebbe Elchanan is medayek that even when she's now in the street, we don't say called the Porish Merube Porish because she's about to go back to her house. She's about to go back to her house, we don't say called the Porish Merube Porish. So Bemele Frektesis, so why by us we say called the Porish Merube Porish? Why by us we say called the Porish Merube Porish? Lechure, the person is about to go back to his house. ולאב פיחי, דאוסם בשעס האישו, כשזה בועל שום אישו, הדר לנחוס האישו שקידש. אבל אוכי, כי אז לאינו לגבו בשעה שאויסרה הרי יוניין. What is the answer? הרי the kasha is a starke kasha. The lady is about to go back home. שזבר שיש about to go back home. במילא, זבר שיש about to go back home, so now she's not called the Polish מרו בפוריש. So if now she's not called the Polish Merube Polish, so why by us what these men do a beer now, she's mutter. They're also about to go back home. What is the answer of Teisves? The words of Teisves are very shvel. What is the answer? Both of them are about to go back home. So what is the difference? Dear Val, she's about to go home. We don't say called the Polish Merube Polish. So why here, the Bible said this man is also about to go back home. What? Don't rush the answer. In the end, Rebchaim will say, the whole thing will shine. But we'll start that. As I frag the Belchon and Rebchaim, this is the kasha. Taisus is miyasa the yisoid that while a lady is about to go home, so you're right, Lemoshel, to mamchish the oizen, the chokhmasodon brings down that in Rashi, state in soit or yisoid, if you say that yisoid, you will not have a kasha. Isha kol kvuda bas melech pnimo. So she goes back home. Her home is a place. Men, they go around the world. So b'meile, men don't go back to their house. By a lady, she's in the house. Okay, Tesisin is not going with that. We're not going with that Yisoid. Chochmas Nola wants to say such a Yisoid to answer Tesis' kasha. So we're not going with that Yisoid. But I'm Mamchish. Tesis Yisoid, Zokt Reb Elchonam. I mean, this is the base for the Yisoid of Reb Chaim. Let. What is Tesis' teretz? Now, Reb Elchonam brings down why Tesis had to miyasad it. Why Tesis had to miyasad it. Zog Reb Elchonon, because Lu Yitzir, you will say that now it's Porish. Only when she goes home, she loses it. As Mevur in the Gemara and Zvochim, that if something was Mutar Mitam Roiv, you can't spoil it later. It's Mevur in the Gemara, a person had some behemoths, and he shechted behemoths. So the Gemara says he had a suffix of the behemoths, Azak Kodesh. So you move the behemoths, and then every behemoth that comes you take, it's called the Porish Merube Porish. The Gemara says then you shechted, and you have dam in your hand. Now this dam already, it's a taroivus. It's a taroivus. Again, behemoths, but animals, I want to explain. Animals, behemoths, is not mamish a kavua, because you don't know what animal is also, what animal is muta. But it's a choshe v'zach, b'riye, b'riye, so it has a din of kavua. But if you move them, and you take them as porish, and b'mele it's muta, zog de gemore aminut. So then you have the dam together, zog de gemore, after the roif was machria, that the dam is muta, even if you have the dam together, it stays muta, because the roif was machria. So b'meile, Zog Reb Elchonon, Tesis had a problem. Tesis had a problem. If you say call the Porish Merube Porish, if you say call the Porish Merube Porish, and b'meile you say that this lady is Mutter, even if she goes back home tomorrow, she has to stay Mutter. So the lumbus of Tesis is the aleph base of the whole Reb Elchonon. That even before she went back home, she's also. Why? Because she's oimed to go back home, she doesn't have a dinuf called the Porish Merube Porish. Achilush Otsu. She doesn't have a dinuf called the Porish Merube Porish. So why she doesn't have a dinuf called the Porish Merube Porish? And again, why you have to say it? Because if not, it's Shver, from the Sugin Zvochim, then if it's Chala Heter, it's Sulei Poka. Why? Because we already I have the dinuf called the Porish Merube Porish, and it stays Muta. It stays Muta. So even if later it's mixed, it stays muta. So Frank Tesis, so why by us it's different? And Tesis Kilo says a Yesoid. Val the lady, the Iker Shaila is, and this lady, what is her aloha? And I know that tomorrow she'll be back home, so already now I can't be mad to her. But she ain't in the man that does the beer with this lady, we not done what is the deen of the man. Because the man is going to run away and we'll never know who he was. So we only have to done and the beer that happened to the lady. So we could say, call the Porish Merube Porish. Not such a gishmak at Eretz. But as they, the Pashto Zog Reb Elchonon, Pshat Divrei HaTesis. That the lady vows she's going back, and then the Iker Shaila is, and the lady, what is the aloche of the lady? What is the aloche of the lady? So b'meila we say that the lady is muta. Well, this is the Iker Shaila, what is the aloche of the lady? And we done on the later. So far later this lady is not muta. B'meila, now also she doesn't have a din porish. Masha'enken, by us, we speak about the man, and we're not done on the future of the man. So we only done on him now, so we don't say that tomorrow he's going back home, because we don't know where is his home. Now, to make it clear, this avone is only lefi the way we are learning now Teisves. This is the way Rashi and Teisves and Zvoch and Nazir learn the sugya. Now the Gemara asked the Kashe, why are you not allowed to marry a lady? Call the Porish Merube Porish. Marry a lady, take a lady in the street and marry her. The answer is, I can't marry this lady, because she's about to go back home, and then she'll be also to me to do a beer to her. So from now she's not called the Porish, but maybe I can't marry her. Lefida, we have to read the Teisves like this. V'lav pirchi, the osno b'shas ha'isu, k'sheze bo al shumisho, hadra nechuso, ha'isho shekidesh. The words al shum isho is also not gishmak. The osno b'shas ha'isu, k'shebo aleho, arihadra nechuso. Tomorrow she'll be also. So b'meile, from now it's not called Porish. This is the way we're learning Tesis now. Al derech Rashi and Tesis and Nozir, that we're talking on the lady that I'm marrying. The shliach was Mekadesh, lady number one. We don't know who he is. Now I'm taking a lady. You're not allowed to take a lady because maybe she's the sister. Maybe she's number two. If she's number one, you're allowed to. So the shaila is, I call the Porish. The Teretz is, well, because number two, when she'll be in her house, I can't do a beer with her. Or even my house, it's considered that that became her house. That I can't do a beer with her. So while I can't do a beer with her later, so she was never considered called the Porish Meruba Porish. She was never considered called the Porish Meruba Porish. But shaken by us, Val, I don't have to die in the future, it's okay. This would be if we were learning like this pshat and tesis by us. But in our Lashon HaTesis, it's not mashma. In our Lashon HaTesis, it's not mashma. In our tesis, stay different. Zog the Rashash, in our tesis state, so the Rashash taki learns like this pshat and tesis. The Rashash learns Pshat and Teisves, and we're talking on the second lady, the Ainu, the Sofek Achosisho, and she's not called Porish because she's about to go back home, so from now she's not called Porish, and Bemele, it's not Mutar, because if she will be called Porish, Sulei Poka. But she ain't gonna legabi the man. This is the way the Rashash learns Teisves, and Alts is glad. But if we look good in Lashon HaTeisves, Teisves is not talking about that lady. Teisves is talking on the first lady, that she went back home. Loshon HaTesvis, ולאב דאושם בשאז איסור כשבו על שום אישה הדרי לנחוס או אישה שקידש השליח. We're not talking the lady number two. We're talking that lady number one went back home. The Hayin of the Gemara is asking a kasha, why you not allowed to marry? Stam a lady, maybe the shliach never went to a house, maybe he met a lady in the street, and you're allowed to marry someone else. Zog the Gemara, but when I will marry my wife, or Isha, Shekidesh HaShliach, already will be back home, and Bemele, I'm not allowed to marry my wife. What is the answer here? What is the pshat? What is the avonet? Teza Rekashi, why? Here we say that the Isha is considered Kavua, and here she's not considered Kavua. And Tesis is answering with discussing on two different people. Dear, the Isha that is Kavua is not the lady that I want to marry now. The Isha that is Kavua is the lady that the Shliach was Mekadesh. Dehainu. We'll go back a second. Lefi, the first Ma'alach, Lefi the Rashash's Ma'alach, we're talking on the lady that I'm meeting now in the street. And now she's really Porish. She's saying a Yesoid, stayed in the Gemara, something that tomorrow will always be Porish. From now already it's also. From now it's already also. Why? Because it's about not to be Porish, from now it's also. A Yesoid? Why? Says a Yesoid, made it not Shvel from Zvochim, dear Stak and Mutar. Here, Val, it's Oimet to always be Porish, so from now already it's not Porish. As a Yesoid. Something that is oimed to be not Porish already from now, it's not Porish. It's a klal in Porish. Mashengen and Dam is not oimed to not to be Porish. But something that is oimed not to be Porish, I imagine from Arasunya, it's not oimed not to be Porish. Because in a lady, we down on the lady herself later. Here we're not down on the person. Lefina tastes argirsa and tastes, and the Maise, the Rosh, and Tesa Rosh says it klo, and the Rosh and Nozir, we're not talking about the lady that I'm going to marry. Tesis Bichlam not saying this Yesoid that something that is oimed not to be Porish is will never be Porish. Not saying such a Yesoid Bichlam. We're not saying such a Yesoid Bichlam that if tomorrow to be always Porish, from now it's not Porish. Why not? We're saying under revolt. You know why I'm not allowed to marry this lady? The number two, because number one already went back home. So what if number one went back home? So what if number one went back home already? Mazda Mishnah that she went back home. Mazda Mishnah that she went back home. Oh, but I'm marrying number two. And number two is called the Polish, Merube Polish. And again, we'll be glad on you say that something that tomorrow will not be Polish. Number two is Polish. And if it's Polish, it stays Polish forever. We don't say you say Valet's aiming to come back home. The answer is, we're not talking about lady number two, we're talking about lady number one. What helps number one? Zog de Rosh and Nozir. A poor verta. Zog de Rosh and Nozir like this. The Shliach was Mekanish a lady. She's back home now. So I want to know, where is my wife? I don't know who is my wife. I know I have a wife somewhere and I don't know where she is. So the whole world becomes mechtza on mechtza. Half of the world is my wife and half of the world is not my wife. So now every lady in the world, she's a chayisisha. 50% of the world is my wife. So you know how much a chayisisha I have? Roiv of the world. Because every lady has two sisters, yeah? Everyone has mistomah, two sisters. So if everyone has two sisters, so val, 50% of the ladies in the world are my wife. What?
I'm crying.
Mother, sister, or daughter, lamashanet. So 50% ladies in the world are my wife. Most of the world, nashim in the world, they're also to me. This is what the Gemara means. As I zog derosh. Zog derosh, you're right that this lady now is called the Polish, Muba Polish, but I don't have a Polish. But I don't have a Polish anymore. I don't have Polish. Valf, this lady went back home. So now, 50% of the ladies in the world are my wives. 50% of the world are the ladies are my wife. Val, 50% is my wife. The Mele, the rest are Achoyz Isha. And Val, the rest are Achoyz Isha. The Mele, I can't marry them. No. Vosh state. State. As I said, the Arz Libera. State in the Rosh, the Yesod of Reb Shimon. If we learn, like the Reb Chaim, there is a din that the Mokim Kavua, you don't go Bosaroiv. What is the Shaykhs? Who is Kavua? My wife is Kavua. Oh, but this lady is, Lefi Reb Chaim, most of the ladies are not my wife. There's only one lady that is my wife. The Mokim Kavua, you don't go Bosaroiv. Psaida. Oh, but now I'm pulling a lady to my house. From where I call the Porish, Meruba Porish. Every time call Kavua is 50-50. Oh, but how is it Lefi Reb Chaim? Every time call Kavua is 50-50, but call the Porish, Meruba Porish. This lady is called the Porish, Meruba Porish. This date is called the Parish, Meruba Parish. If we learn like Reb Shimon, so here we have a pshat. I have to explain it. 50% of the world becomes my wife, 50% is not my wife. So now, why we say called the Parish, Meruba, why here she says she stays also? And we don't say called the Parish, Meruba Parish? Because my wife is not the one that is Polish. We're discussing the Achoyz Isha. Normally, called the Polish Meruba Polish, that piece is only a Polish. Here, the wife stays Kavua. So the world stays 50-50. So maybe the Achoyz Isha stays also. And every Kavua is on Reb Shimon. But Reb Shimon has an every Kavua. Reb Shimon has an every Kavua. Reb Shimon has an every Kavua. Say, it's 50-50. So you can't say, called the Polish Meruba Polish. You can't say call the Polish Meruba Polish. And Reb Shimon explained that we were looking at the Maisa Prisha. How much Maisa Prisha we had? Here the answer is on the Rosh, I'm first claiming who is my wife. And I decide that my wife is 50% of the world. Now, b'mele, the world is also. So you can't say I have more Maisa Prisha later. Because the world is also. 50% becomes also. This is the Rosh.
First wife is
mutter. What?
First wife.
Right. The wife herself is mutter. What? But I told you it's more from Roiv. I explained to you. Most of the world is Achoyz Isha. And Val Moist. I mean. This is the leichte chelik of the sugya. These two esbeirim are based that Tesis had a kasha. Dear state in the Gemara, it's called Kavua. Why here it's called the Porish? And Tesis had his yesoid, while it's oimed lachzoir, it doesn't have a din of called the Porish, if we're speaking a lady number two, that she's oimed lachzoir. And lefi the Rosh, the Girsa, and Mashma Tesis by us, and the Rosh and Nozir Lehedye, we're speaking on the first lady, she's going to go back. And while the first lady is going to go back, b'meile, 50% of the ladies in the world are my wife, and b'meile it's us. Reb Elchanan brings down b'shem Reb Chaim. Reb Elchanan brings down like this. That Reb Chaim said, in Rashi and Nozir, stay different. And Rashi and Nozer stay different. Rashi and Nozer state, we're not talking a lady number one. This is a Teira Sheenke Dugmosa. Yes? Pashtus. No one will say such a Teira like the Rosh. We're talking a lady number two. And Rashi says, lady number two, now she's Mutter. Now lady number two, she's Mutter. Why? Now she's Porish. So why the Gemara says as Osu become Noshim Sheba Olam? Because tomorrow she'll be Osu. When you take her to the house, if you want to marry her in the street, you're allowed to do a beer in the street with her. She's Porish. This person has a Eitzah. Every time we'll find a lady in the street and he will marry her. But when he takes her back home, then she's Osu. And the Gemara says, Hadri Lenichusa, that means that tomorrow should be Osu. And Tesis Dr. Belchon Reb Chaim state that it's not called the Porish Bichlal. Till Tesis was asking Akashe, so why by us the lady is Mutter when the guy made a beer to her when he came over? While he's about to go back, he's not called Porish. From Tesis' Akashe, we see that he understood that even B'Shas HaPrishe, it's not called Porish. On that they didn't have a kasha. But Rashi and Nozir Be'etzim says the answer. Rashi says, Avada, now she's Mutter. Avada, now she's Mutter. And the Gemara and Nozir says one thing. Why he's also B'chol HaNoshim Sheba'olam? Rashi says, because tomorrow she'll go back home, and then she's also. So if Rashi Be'etzim, the kasha doesn't start. By us also it's very poshut why she's Mutter. When the guy is Oineser, the guy from the city comes over to her, that beer is Mutter. What was Asur dear was only when they came back. Till here it's glad. Till here it's glad. And now I want that we'll go into the Reb Chaim. But listen, Saza Emes Lamito. So Be'etzem, when we start the three questions, everything is very light. We have a Gemara and Nozir that says that you can't marry a lady because the Polish because she's considered Kavua. And by us state that when someone comes over to you, it's called the Polish. And at that we have three terutzim. Teisa says, dear, it's never Polish because it's Oymed Lachzer. And by us, because we're not done on tomorrow, so it's not called Oymed Lachzer. Second Teretz says, dear Bichla, we're not speaking about the Osu. We're speaking about the first lady. Though Shaykh is the Arsugi. Our sugya is Porish. There it's not Porish because the first lady is. And Rashi's Mahalach is fakert. Avada it's considered Porish. There it's also, mean don't marry her because tomorrow you will have a problem. Haba Bashenke by us, we only done on today. Till here it's good. Zogt Reb Chaim, aber Rashi ken ish zogen azarche velta. Why? Ari, why Tesis said that she's never considered Polish? Ari, Tesis learned that even at the time that she's here, she's not a Polish. Like when Medayik, the Emes Loshen and Tesis. That even now it's not a Polish. Because the Gemara in Zvochim says that if you paskin on someone that is Polish, it stays Polish Lo'ilam. So you're right that we answer the Kasha. About the Gemara in Zvochim said on your side, that if you have called the Polish Merube Polish, and you take the blood, and you mix it together, it stays Mutter, even when you don't have a Polish anymore. Because called the Polish Merube Polish. This is the reason we started beginning of Shir, to learn Pshat, that Teisa says that it's not called Polish, because it's Oymed Lachzer. And we made a Teisa as the Kasha, so by us, also it's Oymed Lachzer. And we had to come to the two Terutzim. What we're answering, Rashi learned that the Gemara means dear, now for sure it's Polish. Tomorrow it will not be Polish. But now it's for sure Polish. But man, it's not Shvel from our Gemara. You're right that it's not Shvel from our Gemara. Because in our Gemara is, then the vow, the beer was now, she's not carrying to stay with that guy. We're only speaking about that beer that happened then. It's very geschmack to answer. We had before a different answer. This is a lady, this is a man. Aber lemaises in nicht emes. Because if it's chalde heter, it's zu leipoka. This is what is bothering Reb Chaim. It's not written klar enough in the Rebbe Chanan. But this is what is bothering Reb Chaim and Rebbe Chanan. And Reb Chaim came and he said a geoynes. Listen, it's mamish, the hearts of the kol kavua. But listen good. And he said, Nocha Teres. But first, the first Teres that Rebbe Chanan heard from Reb Chaim. Later you see Rebbe Chanan. I want to ask you a shayla. If a person goes in to a place, there's 10 pieces of meat, 9 are kosher, 1 is osur. And he wants to take one piece of meat. And he picked up a piece of meat. He's allowed to eat it or not? Goes into a room, 9 pieces heter, 1 piece is treif, and he took a piece. He's allowed to eat it or not? Why not? Kol kavua ke mechza al mechza. Lo yitzuyo, we decide to raise the aloch of kol kavua. Before Hashem gave us the aloch of kol kavua, it's mutar also. Why it's mutar? What? Roiv. Came a aloch of kol kavua and asked it. But if it fell out on his own, as a new aloch, how you call it? Called the porish merube porish. So again, when you go into the house and 9 pieces of heter and 1 piece of isur, and you take a piece, without the din of kol kavua, it's mutar midin, roiv. Came kol kavua and said, osu. So called the porish, but if it left on his own, it's mutar. So without kavua, So when I take the piece of meat, without the aloch of kol kavua kemechza al mechza, it's mutar. Kol kavua asks it. Kol kavua asks it. But it's another aloch called the porish merube porish. So now I'll say the words of Reb Chaim. So when I come into the room without the din of kol kavua, and I take a piece of meat, it's mutar midin roiv. You don't have to come to the din of kol the porish. You ask him or not? Okay. When I go into the room and I take a piece of meat, without the din of kol kavua, it's muta. Kol kavua said it's not muta. If it'll be Polish, it'll become muta. So without the din of kol kavua, ke mechza al mechza dami. So why I'm allowed to take it? Because we go basaroyf. But kol kavua says don't go basaroyf. But if it's called the Polish, so kol kavua lets you. Right? These are the rules. So when I go into the room and there's 9 pieces of meat, a heter, and 1 treif, and I pick up a piece, without kol kavua, it's muta midin, roif. Medin roif? Zal kol kavua, nein, I don't let you. But if it's called the parish, it works. Zal Rebbe Elchanan Azeh. A person married, a shliach was mekadesh a isha. Osu bekol anoshim sheba oilam. Why is osu bekol anoshim sheba oilam? Are this lady is a parish. Why she's osu? We're going back to thesis. Why is not allowed to marry this lady? I recall the Porish Merube Porish. Why is not allowed to marry this lady? I'm asking you. The Meister, she's Porish. What? So what we said, Tesis learns, while she's about to go back home, she doesn't have a din of called the Porish Merube Porish. I'm asking him or not? So I'm asking you, Shaila, you want to marry this lady. You want to do a B&L. Most of the ladies in the world are muter. Only one lady is also. Called the Porish Merube Torish. Zog Tesis a Yesoid. While she's about to go home. So we don't say called the Porish Merube Torish. Mask him? It's close by you? You don't say called the Porish. Frekt Reb Chaim! Beseder. Don't say called the Porish Merube Torish. But she's Kavua or she's not Kavua now? She's Kavua or she's not Kavua? She's Kavua? She's not Kavua. So now she's mutter bidin roiv, not bidin called the Porish. Every time you have two ways to be matter a person, mitzad roiv or mitzad called the Porish. Just mitzad roiv, you said when you have kavua, you don't go basa roiv. But when you don't have kavua, you go basa roiv. So this lady now is mutter mitam roiv. She doesn't have called the Porish. I'll explain again. Now she goes back home, what happens? Now she's kavua. So the heter of roiv stays? No. The heter of roiv doesn't stay anymore. Be kavua, you can't be matir. If she would be porish, so even if later it would be kavua, stayed in the Gemara and Zvachim, while she was a porish, the heter stays forever. But if she was not porish, so if she becomes kavua, she becomes also. So zog Reb Chaim Azeh. Be'etzem, every time when I go into a room that is teisha chaticha is mutar ve'echad osu, and I have two reasons when a piece of meat comes out to be matirin. Mitzad called the porish, and mitzad you go basaroyf. When it's inside the house, kol kavua says you can't take it. If it's porish, you could take it. Teisus is mechadish alom de shavo. Porish that is about to go back doesn't have the din of porish. Aber avada the heter of roiv it has. So first pshat in Tesfus, a new way to read Tesfus, and this answers the Dikdukim. Avada the lady now is muter. Tesfus never meant to say that the lady now is also. And it's Meduik in Tesis, he didn't say that she's Osur now. He says she's not called a Porish. Oh, but now she's Mutter. So first we have a Pshat in Rashi. Rashi and Nozir, sagt Reb Elchanan b'shem Reb Chaim. Rashi and Tesis and Nozir learn the lady is Mutter now. Why she's Mutter now? The not Choylik and the Yesod of Tesis that a Porish that is about to be Mizbatel doesn't have a Din Porish. It's not the Din Porish. The Gemara doesn't say the words of Porish there. She's Mutter because it's not a Kavua. She's not a Kavua. She came over to him. Tomorrow when she goes back home, while she goes back home, she doesn't have any more Din Roiv. Why? She's Kavua. So first we have to mechalik the tuchalokim. So first we have an answer. An our sugya state that she's mutter, and another state that she's also. The answer is now she's mutter. Tomorrow she's also. So by us that we're discussing the beer that happened this moment, man. And we're discussing the beer that happened this minute, right? If we're discussing the beer that happened this minute, so now she's mutter. So when the guy was me'anaser, now she's mutter. When the guy me'anaser, now she's mutter. And the Gemara and Zvachim says that she's also. The Gemara and Zvachim says that she's also. Avad and Nozir. The Gemara says that she's also. The Gemara means when she'll go back home, she'll be also. So there's no way to marry her because tomorrow he can't live with her. I mean, he doesn't have a wife. But now it's Muta. So first, again, we're asking a kasha. Maishno by Nozir that we say that it's also, and by us we say call the Porish Merube Porish, and if they do the beer it's Mutter. So first we said there is no din called the Porish because she's going back. Here we have it. Second Teretz, the second lady. Rashi said the third Teretz. The first beer is Mutter, the future is also. And this is the answer in our sugya. Now we have that this is also the Avona and Tesfos. Tomorrow she's also what's called the Porish. Why? Because called the Porish violates Oymet to Mizbatel, so she doesn't have a din of called the Porish. But now Avada should be Muta. Meile Zogt Reb Chaim Azay. The Gemara in Zvochim said that if something is Muta Mitzad called the Porish, even if later it mixes and it becomes Kavua, it stays Muta. Because Kevon Shechal called the Porish, Sulei Poka. This is the reason Taste had to explain that why later she's also deer, because deer is not called the Polish, because it's oimed lasso lekvias. Mashehenkin by us, einachinami, it's not called the Polish. But we don't mean, abi, it's not a kavua. Val, it's not a kavua. If they come over to her, it's not a kavua, b'meile she's mutter. So b'meile, zog the b'chaim, we don't have a kash. Lefirashi, we answering by us the BF now is mutter and Nozir it's also mutter. The BF tomorrow is also. I the BF tomorrow is also. Taste the son of Yisoy that Polish that is oimedly is batter is not called a Polish. So Bashkofer is showing you. Yeah. Rashi and Tesis and Nozir are not going with the Tesis. They're not masking to the Yisoy that Polish that is oimedly is batter is not called a Polish. Now we're saying nay. Polish that is oimedly is batter is called a Polish. It's not called a Polish. But there we can't be matter mitzad Polish because it's Emily is battle. But the first beer is mutter because you go basaroyf. This is what Rebbe Elchanan brings down in Oislam et Zayin. What? The Teretz is, so Rebbe Chaim has two Hesberim. One Hesber, he says, an Ois Mem, with the story that we said, that if something becomes Kavua, he wins the Roiv every time. If you have a din called the Porish, but when you become Kavua, Roif wins Kavua, this is Ois Mem, he says. But in Ois Lamed Zayin Lamed Ches, he says from Reb Chaim, on them, Roif needs to be Roif b'chol tam. What is not nisbatel is the din of called the Porish, Merube Porish. He explains, it's not stam you say that the psak is chal. He says, called the Porish, Merube Porish, we call it called the Porish, Merube Porish. Roif is a metzias of Roif. But this is what Reb Chaim brings down, Oys Lamed Zayin. Shomati me'agrach, that because the Porish has no two dinim chalukim. The Chazin and the Ilav Gzeres HaKosuf de Kavua, Hoylchim Achar HaRoiv, Gam Beloi Pirish. Elo the Igi Gzeres HaKosuf de Kavua, ואם כן בפירש שאין החתירה במוקים קביעס רואי לדוינושי מהרואי ובחייגנה ואוי דין שאיני זה בפוריש which is not במוקים הקביעס is two דינים it's two דינים when it's not במוקים הקביעס one דין מצד that it's not במוקים הקביעס and second דין is that called the פוריש מרוב בפוריש this is the תירה of Reb Chaim and if Reb Chaim ain't a chanami so Reb Chaim is mechadish that be every kol de porish be'etzem is muter without the din of kol de porish because if a zei vayt that it's not kol de kavua it has also the algemein halacha just kill if it would not be a din of kol de porish meru be porish so we would call it that the din of kavua stays all over Because the Polish is mechadish that it doesn't have the din of kavua, but after it doesn't have the din of kavua, it doesn't have to have the maile of Polish. So, in your name, we have to remember that be'etzem we have three mehalchim, and be'etzem I think we have four mehalchim. We said, what the Chachmasodim says, Maishno, the sugya from Ksumas to the sugya of Nazir. Dear the Gemara says that it's called Kavua and here it's called Porish. So one test is the Chochmas Odom that Rashi says, Dear Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnuma, it's a svar in the lady, not a svar in the man. Second test is because here it's Oymedli is battle and here it's not Oymedli is battle. And when it's Oymedli is battle, it's Gornish. The third test is that here we're speaking Lefilat Tesarosh and the Rosh and Nozir, that we're talking on the man, and Val he's a Kavua, Bemele, the Noshim stay also. And the fourth ma'alach is be'etzem, this is the whole Rebbe Elchanan here, that Rashi has a new shita. Rashi says, now she's muter dear. And be'melech here is also muter now. So everything is be'etzem answered. Dear, it's only also the future. Here is not negat the future. But out of one, this is the answer. No, though we have a kashe of if it's muter now, it has to stay muter forever. This was the reason for the beginning of Shir, to say that it never starts, because as you say that if something is muter, steht in the Gemara in Zvochim, it stays muter. And that, the answer is, Tesis Mikrech, that was Mechadish, that it's never muter. Rashi says, yeah, it's never called the Porish. Oh, but the Din of Roy will stay. And while the din of roiv will stay, b'meile the heter will stay. But the din of porish will be bottle. B'meile tomorrow should be also. But now the heter of now stays.